Don't make all of your days the same.
As-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruh. Wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyiati a'malina. Man yahdihillahu fala mudilla lah, wa man yudlil fala hadiya lah. Wa ashhadu an la ilaha illa Allah wahdahu la sharika lah. Wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan 'abduhu wa rasuluhu sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam wa ba'd. Fa inna khayral kalam kalam Allah wa ahsana al-hadi huda Muhammadan sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam wa sharral umuri muhdathatuha wa kullu muhdathatin bid'a wa kullu bid'atin dalala wa ba'd. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in his book, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ الصِّيَامُ كَمَا كُتِبَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. The interpretation of the meaning of this verse, O you who believe, observing the fast is prescribed for you, as it was prescribed for those before you, that you may become of those who are the muttaqun, so that you may become those who have a taqwa. فعن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه ورضاه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من لم يدع قول الزور والعمل به فليس لله حاجة في أن يدع طعامه وشرابه. ورواه البخاري. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه ورضاه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم رب صائم حظه من صيامه الجوع والعطش ورب قائم حظه من قيامه السهر. رواه الإمام أحمد. On the authority of Abu Huraira رضي الله عنه, who said that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam said, whoever does not give up false speech, evil speech, and indecent evil actions, Allah has no need of him giving up his food or his drink. And this is collected by Imam al-Bukhari and collected by Imam Ahmad rahimahumullahu jami'an. Abu Huraira radiyallahu anhu said that the Messenger of Allah salawatullahi wa salamu alayhi wa barakatuhu said, it may be that all a fasting person gets from his fast is hunger and thirst. Perhaps all that the fasting person gets from his fast is hunger and thirst. And it may be that all a person who prays at night gets from his prayer is sleeplessness. Dear brothers and sisters in al-Islam, in this blessed month of Ramadan, on this blessed day of Jumu'ah, we should know that the maqsood, that the intent of fasting is a taqwa, is to attain a taqwa, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the verse that we just recited. And the ulama of Islam, they say, وَقَدْ كَانَ الصَّحَابَةُ وَالسَّلَفُ الْأُمَّ يَحْرِصُونَ عَلَىٰ أَنْ يَكُونَ صِيَامُهُمْ طُهْرَةٌ لِلْأَنْفُسِ وَالْجَوَارِحِ وَتَنَزُّهًا عَلَى الْمَعَاصِي وَالْآثَامِ. That the sahaba and the early generations of this ummah were keen for their fasting to be a means of a purification for their souls as well as their bodies, free from disobedience and sin. And we should remind the brothers and the sisters whom we can't see, walillahi alhamd, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has not made it permissible for us, when we're waiting for the salah, to put our fingers like this interlaced, to interlock our fingers. It is not permissible. For while you're waiting for the prayer, whether outside or in the salah or in the masjid, to put your fingers like this. وقال عمر بن الخطاب رضي الله تعالى عنه: ليس الصيام من الشراب والطعام وحده، ولكنه من الكذب والباطل واللغو. عن عمر بن الخطاب رضي الله عنه said: Fasting does not mean abstaining from food and drink only. Rather, it is also abstaining from lying, falsehood, and idle speech, vain conversation. وقال جابر بن عبد الله الأنصاري: إذا صمت فليصم سمعك وبصرك ولسانك عن الكذب والمآثم، وضع هذا الخادم وليكن عليك وقار والسكينة يوم صومك، ولا تجعل يوم فطرك ويوم صومك سواء. جابر ابن عبد الله الأنصاري رضي الله عنه ورضاه، he said: When you fast, then let your hearing, your sight, and your tongue fast from lying and sin, and don't abuse your servant. And don't abuse your servant. This is anyone who serves you in your house, or at your job, or at the supermarket, whether they are Muslim, or Jew, or Christian, or Hindu. Do not abuse your servant. Even the young man who's pushing the cart at the supermarket to line them up to make it easier for you to drive in the parking lot. Or that he arranges the cart to make it easy for you to shop. He is a servant to you at that time. Don't abuse these people. He said, be tranquil and dignified on the day of your fast. وَلَا تَجْعَلُ يَوْمَ فِطْرِكَ وَيَوْمَ صَوْمِكَ سَوَاءً. And do not let the day that you do not fast be the same as the day that you do fast. Do not make the days that you are not fasting be just like the days that you fast. Because the fast is something different, brothers. The days that you fast is supposed to be different from the other days. And the month of Ramadan is supposed to be different from the other months. وَعَنْ حَفْصَةَ بن سيرين وكانت عالمة من التابعين قالت الصيام جنة ما لم يخرقها صاحبها وخرقها الغيبة. It's narrated from Hafsa, the daughter of Sirin, رحمهم الله. And she was one of the scholars, a woman from the time of the Tabi'un. She said, fasting is a shield so long as one does not make holes in it. Because you can't have a shield in battle with holes in it. If you have holes in your shield, then the chance of a good marksman throwing a spear or shooting an arrow at your shield will go right into it, even though it's in front of you. She said, fasting is a shield so long as one does not make holes in it. And making holes in it means backbiting, as was alluded to last week in the khutbah. Not bringing in or ushering in the Ramadan, Shahru Ramadan, with ghibah and namima and buhtan and al-laghu. وعن ميمون بن مهران رحمه الله تعالى: إن أهون الصوم ترك الطعام والشراب. And Maymun ibn Mahran, rahimahullah ta'ala, he said that the least of fasting is giving up food and drink. That's the least of fasting, giving up food and drink. وقال الشيخ محمد بن صالح العثيمين رحمه الله: أما الذي يجب عنه الصوم فلعلكم تستغربون إذا قلت إن الذي يجب عنه الصوم هو المعاصي. شيخ محمد بن صالح العثيمين رحمه الله said As for the thing from one which must abstain when fasting, perhaps you will be surprised if I tell you that the thing from one which must abstain when fasting is disobedient acts and sin. يجب أن يصوم الإنسان عن المعاصي لأن هذا هو المقصود الأول في الصوم. He said, a person must abstain from sin when fasting because this is the primary aim. This is the number one intention of fasting. Because Allah تبارك وتعالى has said, يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون. O you who believe, fasting is prescribed for you as it was prescribed for those before you so that you may attain a taqwa. Shaykh al-Uthaymeen rahimahullah ta'ala, he said, لم يقل لعلكم تجوعون أو لعلكم تعطشون أو لعلكم تمسكون على الأهل. لا. قال لعلكم تتقون. هذا هو المقصود الأول من الصوم. Shaykh al-Uthaymeen rahimahullah, he said, it is not so that you may become hungry, or that you may become thirsty, or that you may refrain from sexual relations with your wives. No. Allah says that you may be of those who have taqwa, who gain taqwa. This is the primary aim, the primary reason for fasting. وحقق النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ذلك وأكده بقوله من لم يدع قول الزور والعمل به والجهل فليس لله حاجة في أن يدع طعامه وشرابه. And the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم affirmed that when he said, whoever does not give up false speech and acting upon it, and intolerant, impatient behavior with the creatures of Allah, Allah has no need of his giving up food and drink. Shaykh al-Uthaymeen, he says, so if a person refrains from disobeying Allah, this is الصوم الحقيقي. أما الصوم الظاهري فهو الصيام عن المفطرات الإمساك عن المفطرات تعبدا لله عز وجل من طلوع الفجر إلى غلوب الشمس. He says, so if the person refrains from disobeying Allah, this is the real true fasting. As for the outward fasting, this is abstaining from things that invalidate the fast and refraining from the things that break the fast from dawn until sunset as an act of worship towards Allah, because of the verse in the Quran in which Allah says, فَالْآنَ بَاشِرُوهُنَّ وَابْتَغُوا مَا كَتَبَ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ وَكُلُوا وَاشْرَبُوا حَتَّى يَتَبَيَّنَ لَكُمُ الْخَيْطُ الْأَبْيَضُ مِنَ الْخَيْطِ الْأَسْوَدِ مِنَ الْفَجْرِ ثُمَّ أَتِمُّوا الصِّيَامَ إِلَى اللَّيْلِ. So now have sexual relations with them and seek that which Allah has ordained for you, meaning offspring. And eat and drink until the white thread becomes distinct from the black thread, then complete the fast till the nightfall. Shaykh al-Uthaymeen, he continues, هَذَا الصَّوْمُ نُسَمِّيهِ الصَّوْمَ الظَّاهِرِ صَوْمُ الْبَدَنِ فَقَطْ أما الصوم القلب الذي هو المقصود الأول فهو الصوم عن معاصي الله عز وجل. Shaykh al-Uthaymeen said, the scholars of Islam, we call this outward fasting. This fasting, we call it the outward fasting, the fasting of the body only. As for the fasting of the heart, which is the primary aim of fasting, this means refraining from disobedience towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Shaykh al-Uthaymeen says, so based on this, if a person observes the fast outwardly in the physical sense, but he does not fast in his heart, then his fast is severely deficient. But we do not say that it is invalid. Rather, we say that it is lacking. Similarly, we say concerning prayer, that the aim of prayer is al-khushu' wa-tazallul lillahi azza wa jal. The purpose of the prayer is humility towards Allah and humbleness towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the prayer of the heart comes before the prayer of the limbs. But if a person prays physically but not with his heart, not focusing at all, then his prayer is very deficient. But it is still valid, as it appears to be. But it is very, very deficient. Similarly, the fast is very deficient if a person does not refrain from disobeying Allah, but it is still valid, because acts of worship in this world are to be judged as they appear to be. Wallahu musta'an. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على رسوله الأمين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحابته أجمعين وبعد. We should know, brothers and sisters in Islam, that the scholars of Islam of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah have divided patience into three categories: patience in obeying Allah, patience in refraining from disobeying Allah, and patience in accepting the divine decree. Fasting combines all three types of patience. Ibn Rajab al-Hanbali rahimahullah ta'ala, he said, وَأَفْضَلُ أَنْوَاعِ الصَّبْرِ الصِّيَامِ فَإِنَّهُ يَجْمَعُ الصَّبْرَ عَلَى الْأَنْوَاعِ الثَّلَاثَةِ لأنه صبر على طاعة الله عز وجل وصبر عن معاصي الله لأن العبد يترك شهواته لله ونفسه قد تنازعه إليها ولهذا جاء في الحديث الصحيح أن الله عز وجل يقول كل عمل ابن آدم له إلا الصيام فإنه لي وأنا أجزي به لأنه ترك شهوته وطعامه وشرابه من أجلي. وفيه أيضا صبر على الأقدار المؤلمة بما قد يحصل للصائم من الجوع والعطش. Ibn Rajab rahimahullah, he said, the best kind of patience is fasting, for it combines all three types of patience. It is patience in obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and it is patience in refraining from disobeying Him, because a person gives up his desires for the sake of Allah, even though his self, his nafs, may be longing for those things. Therefore it says in the authentic hadith that Allah, the glorified, the exalted, says in the hadith Qudsi, all the deeds of the son of Adam are for him except as-siyam, except fasting. It is for me, Allah says, and I shall reward for it, because he gives up his desires and his food and his drink for my sake. Ibn Rajab, he continues, he says, fasting also involves patience and accepting the consequences which may result in hunger and thirst for the fasting person. Brothers and sisters in Islam, whoever is able to fast as Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has prescribed will obtain and will attain a great reward from his Lord subhanahu wa ta'ala. As Allah says, إِنَّمَا يُوَفَّى الصَّابِرُونَ أَجْرَهُمْ بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ. Only those who are patient shall receive their reward in full without reckoning. You should know, O Muslims, in order for you to protect your fast, in order for the Muslim to protect his fast from being deficient due to committing sin, he must achieve patience in refraining from sin. And one of the scholars of the past, they said that patience is refraining from sin. Patience in refraining from sin is greater than the other two types of patience. Ibn Qayyim al-Jawziyyah, Ibn Qayyim al-Jawziyyah rahimahullah ta'ala, he says, here there is an issue which people debated about which type of patience is better? Patience in refraining from sin or patience in obeying Allah? One group of people amongst the scholars of Islam, they suggested that the former is better. And they said that patience in refraining from sin is the attitude of the Siddiqeen. As some of the Salaf have said, good deeds are done by righteous acts. أَعْمَالُ الْبَرُّ يَفْعَلُهَا الْبَرُّ وَالْفَاجِرُ. That good deeds are done by righteous people and unrighteous people. But no one has the power to refrain from sin except a Siddiq. And because the motive to commit sin is greater than the motive to stop being obedient. Because the motive to commit sin is pleasure. But the motive to stop being obedient is laziness. Sin is undoubtedly the motive to commit sin is stronger. And undoubtedly, the motive to commit sin is stronger. And some of the people of the past, they used to say that sin may be pumped from be promoted by one's own self, by one's whims, by one's desires, by the shaitan, by worldly reasons, or a man's quranat, or a man's companion. And why would a person want to have a bad companion in the month of Ramadan? And why would the person want to have a bad companion outside of Ramadan? The one whom when you try to remember Allah, he doesn't help you. And when you forget Allah, he doesn't remind you. Who would want a friend like that? This is one of the reasons why we fall into sin. Ibn Qayyim al-Jawziyyah, rahimahullah ta'ala, he says, any one of these factors, desiring to imitate people, and natural inclinations, may cause a person to commit sin. He says, فَكَيْفَ إِذَا اجْتَمَعَتْ وَتَظَاهَرَتْ عَلَى الْقَلْبِ فَأَيِّ صَبْرٍ أَقْوَى مِنْ صَبْرِ عَنْ إِجَابَتِهَا وَلَوْلَا أَنَّ اللَّهَ يَصْبِرُهُ لَمَّا تَأَتَّى مِنْهُ الصَّبْرُ وَهَذَا الْقَوْلُ كَمَا تَرَى حُجَّتَهُ فِي غَايَةِ الظُّهُورِ. Ibn Qayyim said, so how about if they are combined and prevail over the heart? How about if all of these things, a person following his desires, and a person following his whims, and a person having shaitan whisper to him, if all of this is combined in the person's heart, what patience, he says, can be stronger than patience in refusing to respond to them? If Allah did not give him patience, he would not be patient by himself. And he said, this argument, as you can see, is very strong and very clear. Brothers and sisters in Islam, do not make the days of Ramadan like the days of the month of Shawwal. Do not make the days of Ramadan like the days of Dhul Qa'dah. Do not make the days of Ramadan like the days of Dhul Hijjah or Muharram or Safar or any of the other months. هذا وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. And inshallah, next week we will continue this topic.